USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A famous airline pilot speaks out on Capitol Hill on a troubled line of Boeing jets.
These accidents should never have happened.
That's Miracle on the Hudson pilot Sully Sullenberger, referring to faulty 737 MAX aircraft that are blamed for crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that took the lives of a total of 346 people. He speaks at a House hearing looking into the problem this morning and says,
"These crashes are demonstrable evidence that our current system of aircraft design and certification has failed us."
Former White House Communications Chief Hope Hicks has been behind closed doors for a couple of hours now with members of the House Judiciary Panel. Hicks spent years as a close aide and advisor to Donald Trump before and after he won the White House. The White House has ordered her not to answer questions about her time at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We're going to keep making America great again.
President Trump kicks off his 2020 re-election campaign taking aim at Democrats, calling them reprehensible when it comes to border security. At the jam-packed rally in Orlando last night, he also slammed Dems for their support for sanctuary cities. And the president saying a vote for any Democrat in 2020 would be a vote for the rise of radical socialism. One of the Democrats running for the White House, Bernie Sanders, says he watched the president's entire speech.
An hour and a half speech of lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense.
The Republican National Committee reports that President Trump has raised nearly $25 million for his reelection bid in the last 24 hours. In a tweet, RNC Chairwoman Rona McDaniel says, quote, "The enthusiasm across the nation for this president is unmatched and unlike anything we've ever seen." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Britain's Prince Harry is continuing a cause his mother, Princess Diana, was involved in just months before she died in a car crash back in 1997. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
It's a $60 million campaign to clear landmines in Angola, a cause championed by Diana, Princess of Wales, who actually walked through a minefield in 1997. Prince Harry said this was an asset that should be protected, celebrated, and a benefit to its people.
In fact, I was told just the other day of the positive transformation in Huambo since my mother walked that minefield all those years ago. What is less well known is the impact landmines can have on conservation and wildlife.
A controversial congresswoman has made some controversial remarks about Amazon, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
House Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York claimed on ABC's This Week on Sunday that Amazon workers are paid, in her words, starvation wages. She said Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is a billionaire because he pays people so little. Amazon's now tweeted back at her, calling the lawmaker just wrong and touting its $15 minimum wage and full benefits for workers from day one. However, a spokesperson for Ocasio-Cortez says Amazon still built its business by extorting cities and governments for tax breaks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today can cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified, and I'm a licensed professional counselor here in the state of New Jersey. I bring you Counselor's Chat to provide some education around good mental health and to also give people information about what it means to be a licensed professional counselor. And in addition to that, to also remove the stigma around seeking out counseling. My little radio commercial says you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. It's actually Altarol with two L's, counselor.com. So it's now a .com. So please, if you're looking for more information about me, go on to the .com. So today, well, not just today, all month actually, we are talking about post-traumatic stress. It is a National Post-Traumatic Stress Awareness Month. And so many people do believe that post-traumatic stress is related to only people with, well, who've seen battle or military. And that really is not the case, because it is anything that is related to trauma. So what do we consider trauma? Trauma is where we have felt severely threatened in some way. Our life could be threatened, our safety threatened, our health threatened. It can be a car accident. It could be our house was robbed. It could be anything where we feel threatened or that our life has been put in jeopardy in some manner. So it's not just being on a battlefield. The symptoms for post-traumatic stress are the same across the board. And it's important to note. The other thing that I do want to say about post-traumatic stress is the word post. So that's actually a Latin, comes from the Latin meaning after. And so after the trauma has occurred, 3 months or longer after the trauma has occurred, we begin to see symptoms of the stress related to the trauma. Now, if you are in a current stressful situation where it is current, it is ongoing, you may have some similar symptoms to post-traumatic stress, but it's called acute traumatic stress. So acute traumatic stress is happening more in the moment. So maybe I'm going through a really bad divorce. Maybe one of my children are sick. Maybe I've just been diagnosed with cancer, or I was in a bad car accident, or my house was robbed. Somewhere, somehow, something is going on in my life that is traumatic to me, and it is happening currently. So again, that is acute stress. Very different, because it's not post, it's not after. Post-traumatic stress occurs, again, 3 months or longer after a traumatic event. And it is, as I had said, this is National Post-Traumatic Stress Awareness Month. So many people don't realize that they may actually be suffering from post-traumatic stress. And so I want to tell you a little bit about it, other than it's after the trauma. Post-traumatic stress disorder is actually a relatively new diagnosis. We had what we would call shell shock. I think human beings have always had trauma. We are really good at surviving, and we have had everything from being attacked by mastodons to other tribes to tigers and lions and bears. Oh my. It is part of the human existence, actually, trauma. You know, our villages burned, our cities were attacked, our castles were under siege. It just is something that has been part of for a long time. So symptoms, there are behavior changes that happen. So when I say behavior changes, what do I mean? Well, we can have what is called a high startle response. So I could be, and I'm going to say that I do have some post-traumatic stress. I can be in the kitchen. I can be really engaged in making dinner. So I've got the news on, and I'm in the kitchen, and I'm making salad, and I don't hear my husband come in, and all of a sudden there he is in the kitchen, and he goes, "Hi, sweetie," and I go, "Ah!" Or I'm walking down the sidewalk and someone happens to come out of a shop. I wasn't expecting it and I scream. And so people will say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to startle you." That's my post-traumatic stress. Hypervigilance. Now, people wonder, what is hypervigilance? That is when we are always scanning the crowd. Always scanning the crowd. Who's in the crowd? You will see this a lot with military. It's standing guard on the wall, always watching. Oftentimes, they will go into a restaurant, make sure their back is against the wall so they could see the crowd, see the front door. that happened with police officers, firefighters, EMT, anywhere where we have trauma, we really want to keep our eye out on the crowd. I, for one, happen to have an alert, okay, that goes off for me when I see little gray cars. I'm not going to get into why, but that is part of my post-traumatic stress hypervigilance, and I have a reaction, physical reaction to it. I usually feel a little nauseous. And I say, oh, that's my post-traumatic stress. I know exactly what that is, but that is part of a behavior, okay? So I'm hypervigilant. I have a startle response. So those things happen, can happen. Avoidance. So avoidance is a behavior in that I don't want to go to the place where the trauma happened. I steer clear of anyone or anything that may remind me of the event. So let's say I'm a returning soldier. I may not want to go to the 4th of July parade. I may not want to go to the 4th of July fireworks because I want to avoid being stimulated by what's going to happen. So avoidance is an activity or behavior. In addition, however, avoidance may also be, I don't want to think about it. That's not a behavior, that's a thought process. I don't want to think about it. It's a cognitive choice that I am making to say, I'm going to pretend like it never happened. We're not going to think about it. We're not going to go there. We're just going to kind of ignore it. However, that doesn't mean that we don't feel anxious, afraid, guilty, or suspicious. Oftentimes, people with post-traumatic stress issues have trouble sleeping, have what is called night terrors or nightmares. And, of course, a nightmare is when you're having a dream about the situation and the dream is so vivid that it feels like you're there. And a night terror may be, and I had an uncle for World War II who this would happen to him, would get up in the middle of the night and he'd be fighting. He was in the Battle of the Bulge and some other things. He would be fighting in the hallways. And it was pretty scary for my cousins to live with that. But that is part of post-traumatic stress. There's feelings of panic, okay, that may stem from these emotions. So headaches, heart palpitations, sweaty hands, feeling chills, getting shaky. These are all part of panic attacks that are related strictly to the trauma. You can have a trigger issue. And again, like I said, let's say I was in the war, came back from Afghanistan. My neighbor is cutting their lawnmower backfires. I hit the deck. Okay, so there's those kinds of things that can happen also. Sometimes what happens with post-traumatic stress are people become depressed. Sometimes what happens is it affects their ability to have a relationship. They may become angry. They may engage in unhealthy, addictive behaviors. Alcoholism is pretty high. And suicide also tends to be an unfortunate aspect of post-traumatic stress. I believe the statistics say 22 to 23 of our military vets commit suicide every day. That's a lot. And it's really sad. So knowing that, and it's a real thing. Post-traumatic stress is a real thing. So part of what happens in the brain is the brain has been traumatized because of this event, or even series of events, and it rewires itself. It is something that our brain does. It rewires ourselves. I talk about things such as negative thinking. Negative thinking lowers my self-esteem. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I'm stupid. I never do anything good. I can't manage my life. Life is terrible. Those thought patterns, the more I think them, the stronger those patterns get, the stronger those pathways get, and the more depressed I feel, and my self-esteem is really bad. Or I can change that, tell myself to stop the negative thinking. I'm a good person. I enjoy being with other people. I'm creative. I'm competent. I'm likable. I'm a success in life. I can think those thoughts also. And my self-esteem and my mood change. So I have the ability to do that. And the more I practice the one way or the other way, the stronger the pathway. Now, what happens with a post-traumatic stress is it's like a shock freeze. You know, like I could put ice cubes, water in the ice cube tray, old-fashioned, water in the ice cube tray, and over a period of a couple hours, that water turns to ice. With post-traumatic stress, what happens in the brain, it's just shocked into ice. It's the pathways are just shocked into place. And the stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol flood in to the brain. It's a fight or flight response. The body defends itself, it's protection, and so you're always on guard. Okay, if that makes sense. And what ends happening is people feel stressed out and scared even when they're safe. I don't know, I'm in a safe place. Nothing's going on. All of a sudden, there's that little gray car. Okay, just does that to me. And I feel nauseous. And it's a bit of a startle response. And I got to check. Like, okay, it's okay. It's all right. Everything's good. I'm safe. Just take a deep breath. Let it go. It's only my post-traumatic stress. Post-traumatic stress can last a long time, which may then mean that it is chronic. Or it may go away rather quickly, depending upon how you handle it and what's going on in your life, which means that it's more acute. So it lingers for a while, but it dissipates. So when we have those things like flashbacks, bad dreams, night terrors, we want to stay away from places, events, and feelings that are related to the trauma. When we feel tense or angry, have trouble sleeping, have persistent feelings of guilt and negative emotions, you know, the depression and the anxiety, memory problems, disinterest in things that we once enjoyed, and noticing that, you know, we're eating too much, we're drinking too much, we're self-medicating, it may be time to seek out professional help. So I'm going to talk about that. When I come back, I have some commercials. It's really important that I give my sponsors to the Hunter and Chamber Radio their time. I'm Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back after a few moments.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunter and Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Our
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
I am Ruth Altamura Roll, host for Counselor's Chat. I have my master's in counseling, licensed professional counselor, and nationally certified. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about post-traumatic stress. Post-traumatic stress awareness month is in June. So that's part of why I'm talking about it. And that post-traumatic stress is not only related to people who have been in the military. It is any type of experience that you may have had where it was traumatic, where you felt that you were attacked, where your life was threatened, where something was taken away in a traumatic way. It could be a car accident, your house getting burglarized, falling, an illness, of course, you know, military exposure, tree falling on your house, doing a bad storm, or I mean, we've been having all these rains with warnings of flash floods, and you know, being in a earthquake or a tornado, or you know, just there's so many ways that our lives can divorce, being in an abusive relationship, having a sick child, anything that is traumatic. Again, acute trauma is when it is actually happening. So you may have similar symptoms to post-traumatic stress. But post-traumatic stress is 3 months or longer into 3 months or longer away from the traumatic event. And there's here's just, again, reviewing some symptoms, flashbacks or bad dreams, staying away from places, events, people related to the event, feeling tense, angry, trouble sleeping, noticing that you're drinking more, using marijuana or other mood-altering chemicals, persistent feelings of guilt, negative emotion, low self-esteem, memory problems, not enjoying things that you enjoyed at one point, being hypervigilant, having a high startle response, just to name a few things. However, the good news, it is a disorder and it is treatable. Now, something treatable doesn't mean that it goes away. So there's a difference between treatable and curable. Last week I talked about alcohol and alcoholism. Alcoholism and addiction, they are treatable. They are not curable. Diseases such as diabetes, treatable but not curable. I've got a client who just shared with me that family member was diagnosed with MS. It is treatable, not curable. So there's some things that are not, we don't have the treatment yet. Cancer is treatable, but we haven't found the cure. Okay, so just to give you some ideas with this. Depression is treatable. Anxiety is treatable. Post-traumatic stress is treatable, not curable. So how do we treat it then, if it's treatable? Well, first of all, going to counseling is super important. You really cannot take care of post-traumatic stress all on your own. I am a counselor. When I had the situation in my life which caused my post-traumatic stress, I spent, I don't know, maybe about 18 months going to therapy, talking about it, processing it, and very important, it doesn't consume my life. It gets triggered every once in a while, but it doesn't consume my life. So you'll learn to address the symptoms. So that means I recognize when the symptom when's the symptom, okay, or the dream, the flashback, the startle response, the wanting to stay away from and isolate. I'm recognizing, I'm learning, this is what happens in treatment, that these are specific issues to my post-traumatic stress. Practicing changing negative thinking into positive thinking. And learning ways to handle future symptoms. Because, like I said, it's not curable, it's treatable. Treatment may also do things like help you with addiction. As I said, many times people with post-traumatic stress will self-medicate. Primarily, post-traumatic stress is treated through counseling. And there are a number of different things that we do as counselors. I do work with people with post-traumatic stress. I think when we grow up in abusive homes, or alcoholic homes, broken homes, as children, you know, we say children are resilient. They are. And yet, at the same time, will show signs of post-traumatic stress in their adult life as a consequence to the trauma of their childhood. So one of the things that I use quite often is cognitive therapy. And there's many different types of cognitive therapy. But it is about looking at your thinking patterns and recognizing them. And then learning how to negotiate them and change them. So like I said, if I see a little gray car, my cognitive behavioral therapy practice kicks in, and I say not everyone who drives little gray cars is a danger to me. And that's been the case ever since I had that situation in my life. So it doesn't mean I don't get triggered. I just know that the trigger is my post-traumatic stress. It's okay, and I let it go. It doesn't consume me for the day. I don't have a lot of anxiety over it. It's just little things that just happen like that. So it's recognizing. This is how I think. Okay, so changing my thought patterns is what cognitive therapy is about. In addition, cognitive therapy can also include exposure therapy. Now, what is that? Exposure therapy is talking about the trauma. The best way to explain it, and this is really the way our brain works, we adapt. If I go in a swimming pool, I know people have heard this before, I don't get out right away, the water's cold, the water doesn't adjust, I adjust. So the idea of exposure therapy is I'm going to expose myself in some ways to the trauma. Now, it's not about re-traumatizing, because working with post-traumatic stress clients, if I start too early with exposure therapy, I can re-traumatize. It's really important that I set up a relationship with my client where they're feeling safe. You need to feel safe with me. We get into it slowly. So someone, let's say I have a client that was incested or a client that was raped, it's not the first thing we're going to talk about. Even though they may share that on their first session, that's not where I go. We talk more about cognitive therapies, looking at some symptoms, changing thought patterns, looking at belief systems, building self-esteem, addressing addiction if that's an issue. All of these things need to take place, building a relationship of trust. Then we start going into the exposure therapy aspect. And so that means we talk about it. Maybe I have my client draw pictures about it, write about it, write a poem about it. And the more we talk about it, the more it begins to become less traumatic. And I know the military uses exposure therapies where they even have those goggles. I don't even know what they're called. My nephew's got them. You put them on and it looks, you just really feel like you're in the moment. And they will use that type of exposure therapy, the military, with or the VA, with their clients to expose and re-expose. The thing is that how long can I tolerate this, reliving it without getting triggered? So it's not something where you flood the person with a lot of information. We're going to just watch this once. I'm going to give you an example of exposure therapy in my own life. It was used, I used it out of my fear of spiders. Now, people who know me, some of my friends, my husband, knows my fear of spiders in my life has been pretty heavy duty. Even to the point where if I had a spider in my office, if my husband was home, I'd call him, can you come and get the spider? Or if I have a client kill a spider, my ability to kill a spider, be near a spider was really, couldn't do it. One day I walked out of my office and in my little waiting area, big window, and on the other side of the window was this huge spider web with a spider. I'm going to say probably that big as my eye. And my first reaction was a startle response. Oh my God, that's awful. Oh, like that. Okay. But I said, okay, you know what? Just look at it. It's on the other side of the window. It's not that bad. Just kind of look at it. Just look at it. And it seemed to hang out there for like a week. I guess it was a good spot for this spider. Anyway, every day in my office, I'd just go look at it. This big spider hanging out on the other side of the window. Really important. But I'm exposing myself to it. About a week later, I noticed the same type of spider in my garden. Okay, big web, big spider just hanging out in my garden. So I see it over there. I'm not going to get that close. But I said, okay, well, I've started this process of exposing myself to spiders. Let me just be here. There's no window between us, but there's definitely space. I can handle this. Okay, I'm all right. I'm good. I'm going to get a little closer the next day. It's still there. We're going to get closer. I was able to get, like, I wasn't going to touch it, but I was able to get pretty close to the spider, noticing the spots on it and the little furry things on its legs and whatnot. It's, you know, they're not, to me, spiders are not pretty. But I didn't run away and scream and go, oh, my God, somebody has to kill the spider. I've gotten to the point where I'm going to say, you know, well, spiders that are maybe that big, little-ish spiders, I can actually kill them. Sometimes I could just, oh, look, there's a spider on a wall, and grab a Kleenex and kill it. I'm sorry I don't put it outside. I have a rule of thumb, if you're a bug in my house, then too bad for you. I'm not that kind. And gentle and loving and zen-like. And that is just generally because I'm not a bug person. But I have been able to handle it my own. I have to tell you, there were times when, oh my God, there's a spider. I would grab the vacuum and I couldn't even get the vacuum. Like, I would throw the vacuum at the ceiling and run out screaming. I mean, it was ridiculous. But exposure therapy has tremendously lessened my fear of spiders. And that's what I want you to know. That's what exposure therapy looks like, and that's what it does. So if I have been traumatized by exposing myself to the memory of the trauma experience, I can, over time, lessen its effect. So if I have been raped, the more I talk about the rape, I begin to lessen its traumatic effect on me. It doesn't mean that it was okay. It just means that I no longer have the same nightmares, startle responses, hypervigilance, fear. I'm not using alcohol or other drugs to handle it. I'm able to have better relationships. Okay. Then there is the EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. So it is a combination of exposure therapy and guided eye movement to help process the bad memories. Now, I was just talking to someone who may be on the show at some point who is into music therapy, and it was very interesting because I never really made the connection because he was talking about music therapy and drumming and those kinds of things, and that actually EMDR is a lot like drumming. There's a lot of eye movement and tapping and those kinds of things, which can actually help in, again, limiting the memories around the traumatic experience. So part of what we're doing in that case is we are taking the traumatic experiencing and we are actually adding something calming to it. So a self-soothing activity, okay? Because this could be a self-soothing activity. So, you know, it's okay. I'm thinking about the situation. I may be rocking. This is sort of what an EMDR is like. I'm not, I don't practice that. I've taken a couple of classes in it, but I'm not, I don't feel that I am trained to do it. But I do exposure therapy. I do cognitive therapies. Also, there are some medications, Zoloft, Paxil, some anti-anxiety medications can be useful, may help with post-traumatic stress, can help stable the mood. Research is sort of mixed as to whether they work or not. But as a counselor, I don't prescribe medication. And I usually prefer to say, let's talk about the cognitive therapy, the exposure therapy. Let's see what we can do before we go into medication. I thoroughly believe that we can, just as I said earlier, you know, negative thinking versus positive thinking, you know, we can create new pathways in our brain, and it is something that we do know that can happen. So what if you decide not to get any kind of treatment? I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. So just so that you know that there are some issues if you do have post-traumatic stress and don't seek treatment for it. But before I do that, I am going to go back, do some more commercials, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I am talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. It is Post-Traumatic Stress Awareness Month, and so I am hopefully bringing some awareness to the issue. It is not only about people who have seen military action. It is about any trauma that you may have had in your life. And it is real, and the symptoms are real. I talked about some of the symptoms. I also talked about treatment, which I'll touch on again. But if you don't seek out treatment, there are consequences to that. It really puts a strain on your emotional and mental health, on your relationships with family and friends, even on your career, your self-esteem. It's so important that you seek out help. People who have gone through trauma can see difference in the way they were before and after. They can become angry, depressed, withdrawn. They can become addicted to alcohol or other drugs. Sometimes what happens, it also shows up physically. So chronic pain, sleep disturbances are not uncommon. You're always stressed, post-traumatic stress disorder. So day-to-day life and work become difficult. Relationships become difficult. The anxiety, the mental health, depression, suicidal thoughts, substance abuse, it really can overtake your life without treatment. And again, like I said, post-traumatic stress is treatable, not curable, but treatable. So if it is something that you recognize within yourself, it's so important that you seek out help. Licensed professional counselors. That's what I am, a licensed professional counselor. We have the most education in the field of counseling. Sometimes people want to go to coaches, life coaches. Life coaches do not have the same standards. Life coaches are really good for some things. If you want to lose weight, work out, job coach, business coach. There's many good things about coaching. I would really stress if you're struggling with post-traumatic stress or anxiety or depression, if it is more than just I'd like to get healthy and change my eating patterns, if it is bulimia or anorexia, you really need to seek out counseling. If it's alcoholism or some other addiction, you need to seek out counseling. People who have their master's in clinical social work are also highly trained to be counselors. A psychologist also, very well trained. And a psychiatrist, though well trained, nowadays does very little more than prescribe medicine and monitors medication and how it's affecting you and suggests that you see a counselor. So that's really important. So if you are struggling with post-traumatic stress, and again, any kind of trauma, it does not have to be military related. It could have been a health issue, your house broken into, a car accident, child got sick, rape, incest, growing up in an alcoholic, dysfunctional, broken family, issues around the job, having a really horrible, scary neighbor, car accident, tornado, the list goes on and on and on. I lost my job in a traumatic way. All of these things can cause post-traumatic stress disorder. You don't have to have all of the symptoms, but if you have a number of them and they start 3 months or more after the traumatic event, chances are you need to seek out a counselor. If you are interested in finding out more information about me, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R.com. You can follow me on Counselor's Chat follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. I am also on LinkedIn. So Ruth Altamirarole, counselor, I believe, on LinkedIn. And I have a couple of other web pages, Facebook pages, Ruth Altamirarole, counselor. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. Leave a message, put in a request for a show topic, make an appointment if you're struggling with depression, anxiety. I do couples counseling. A lot of what I do is around addiction, post-traumatic stress, grief, and loss. So remember, you don't have to suffer, and you can reach out and get help. So I am Ruth Altamirarole, and I do hope that you have a great week, and I will be back next week with a phone guest, Meena Singh, who is the director of the In All Foundation. She and I go way back, and I think it's going to be fun having her as a phone, do a phone interview with her, and we'll talk about what she's up to and where the In All Foundation is at this point. So I will be back next week, and I am Ruth Altamirarole, your host for Counselor's Chat. Stay safe.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamirarole, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health.
Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is speaking at the Monitor Breakfast, an event that encourages more in-depth conversations among reporters and newsmakers that was hosted by the Christian Science Monitor. Now, Speaker Pelosi says she's concerned about the rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
In terms of the Iranians, they're not going to lose faith, but also they'll only go so far, and we shouldn't provoke them any further than that. I think, you know, Iran's a whole morning breakfast about the agreement and the rest and the mistakes that this administration has made.
President Trump is going after Democrats who are unhappy with the Mueller report, calling it extreme presidential harassment. In a series of tweets, the president says after 3 years, they want a redo or do-over. This as Hope Hicks is testifying behind closed doors with members of the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info. At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said in a House Judiciary Committee hearing that he will be speaking with a Chinese official before the president meets with the Chinese president at the upcoming G20 summit.
When actual negotiations begin again, I can't say at this point, but we're clearly going to...